Hi there. The word for you today is on learning to pray. In Romans 8, verse 26, Paul writes, "The Spirit makes intercession for us." When you think about it, prayer isn't natural to us. Our natural inclination is to depend on ourselves, right? Some of us haven't learned how to pray yet. Others don't pray enough to be comfortable with it. And still others don't understand enough of God's word to be able to pray with authority or pray biblically and get results. Whatever the case, we've no excuse not to pray. The Holy Spirit who lives within us can clarify, correct, and change your prayer so that by the time it reaches God, it's all sorted out. Let me read to you from Romans 8, verse 26 through 28. Paul writes, "The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us. Now he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints, that's you and I, according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Now, let me point something out here. Who do, quote, all things work together for? Just anybody and everybody who believes? No. To those who love God, and more importantly, to those who have learned to allow the Holy Spirit within them to pray through them. Why? Because what he asks will always be in line with God's will. Learning to pray is kind of like learning a foreign language. The best way to learn it is to hang out in an environment where the language is spoken. So, if you want to learn to pray, do these three things. First, take the time to do it. Number two, spend time with others, with those who know how to do it. And number three, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you.